What happens when your past and present collide? In the new film, Mutt, Finya, a young trans man, finds out. Over a single 24-hour period in New York, Finya grapples with family, lost love, and staying true to himself. To tell us more about the film, we are joined by the film's writer and director, Vuk Lungalove Klotz, and by actor Leo Meal, who plays Finya. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, it's so exciting to be here.
To start off with you, Vuk, when did you know you wanted to tell this story and to tell it in this way?
Before I answer that question, I just want to say what an honor it is to be here. What got me to telling the story? Well, I'm a transgender man myself, but I think I had a weird upbringing. I traveled a lot and I had two parents from different countries. I met in New York. I grew up in Chile. I left my country and I left a little sister behind there. And I feel like this movie started as a love letter to her and kind of robbing her of a role model, especially a trans role model. I feel like sometimes as queer people, we feel like we don't have much to give if it's not to other queer people. And I think that's not true. So I started writing her a love letter, kind of wondering what it would be like if we actually did meet. Like, would she, you know, take me for who I am, etc. And it just kind of grew. I really wanted to show a trans man being an anti-hero and just being a person. I feel like to just see a guy who's confused sometimes and really just trying to get back with his ex that is a trans person, especially a mixed trans person. I wanted to talk about the diaspora of having an international family. All these themes are in the movie.
So many films about queer people like often depict really traumatic experiences, and Finya faces many challenges, but they're not super violent or anything like that. Like there are things that trans people can face every day, like misgendering. We have a clip of when Finya goes to the bank to cash a check, but the teller tells him it's got the wrong name on it.
I'm a transgender person. I'm a trans guy. My boss just forgets to put my legal name on my check. It's so similar. Can you please just help me out?
Like I said, ma'am, you have to get a new check.
Ma'am?
There's nothing I can do.
Do I look like a ma'am to you? I just explained that I'm trans.
Please, can you step to the side? I have to help the other guest.
So, Leo, being a trans person yourself, like, what was it like acting out those scenes and living out those moments?
I mean, I think that there are a lot of similarities between Finya and I, you know, my experience, just because we both share an identity of being a masculine of center trans person. But ultimately, Finya is a character. It's not me. It's not Vuk. It's this person that Vuk created and wrote on the page for us to bring to life together. And, you know, acting those scenes was such a privilege because oftentimes as a trans actor, you are delegated to playing the character who is the queer best friend, who's just meant to be the butt of the joke, or you're just really good at technology. And you don't necessarily get the opportunity to express the full scope of the human experience. And that kind of public experience of not being received for who you are, unfortunately, is often an everyday occurrence for trans people. And so that's like a mundane, kind of really grounded in reality moment. And so, yeah, I mean, it was such a privilege and it was so fun. And in a way, it was so easy because of that.
A lot of people that Finya runs into during this day are people he hasn't seen since before he transitioned. And it seems like part of the dynamic of the movie is like he's trying to tell, you know, the people that he's run into is like, I have changed, but I'm still the same. Is that what you felt from that character?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that, you know, obviously Mutt is a portrayal of one trans person's experience, and transness is not a monolith. So, you know, Vuk and I were able to collaborate really closely and share our personal perspectives on things to kind of put those two things together into this one person's story, because Finya is not just a trans person. Like, he's a person. And I think in each of the three main relationships of the film, Vuk, as both a storyteller on screen and then on the page, was able to capture the way that Finya was trying to stumble into becoming the fullness of a brother and the fullness of a child slash son, you know, and like not just I'm a trans person who has a parent and like, do they get me because I'm trans? It's like, no, dad, you were gone when I was growing up and I miss you. Like, do you see that? So yes, Fenya is trying to be seen for so much more than just his gender identity.
Yeah. If I can add a little bit to that,
absolutely.
I think the idea of loss in translation and unrequited love, those two concepts, I think, appear and reappear in transness a lot. And almost unrequited love from yourself to others, too. Because when you feel invisible, you almost cannot engage in conversations fully. You cannot see other people fully. And I think something I really realized when I came out over like 10 years ago was how mean and aggressive I was, because I was walking around Earth feeling invisible and feeling like already when I would walk into a conversation, I was misrepresented by myself. So why even try?
What do you feel like, thinking about the character, what would the character want the world to know about him?
That's a great question. I feel like Fenya wants people to wake up. He's just like, can you just deal with it yesterday so that we can keep it moving? You know what I mean? Like, he's like, let's go. Just look, Fenya, Fernanda, the names are not that much different. Can you please just cash the check? Like, it's not your money. There's an intensity and an aggression that comes from his life experience that I think would maybe make him want to say to the world, like, wake up. Like, it's time. It was time yesterday, and I don't give a anymore. Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on this film coming out at a time when trans rights are under attack in the U.S. and what it means for trans representation at this point? And we can start with you, Leo.
I think that Mutt is a really important film to be coming out right now, and it doesn't feel like a coincidence. And so I think that having one of the first films in which a trans character written and directed by a fellow trans person is depicted on screen, where the primary motivation of that character is not to come out, and instead they're depicted as someone who is an imperfect human being who's trying to get through a quintessential terrible day in New York City, which always involves getting locked out of your apartment, always involves going to the airport, always involves it being way too hot. And what's so amazing is the fact that I have had friends from college whose parents and grandparents live in the Midwest, in the middle of the country, who have never met a trans person before, who got to see it through a streaming service platform during a festival run. And they finish the movie saying, oh my gosh, I love that Fenya. I feel like I have a trans friend. And then all of a sudden, the issues that have felt so distant suddenly become humanized and suddenly become relevant.
And Vuk, what about you?
I've been out for about 10 years of my life, and I think I'm most nervous and afraid now. So I think I'm adding to the fight the way that I can, which is through empathy. I know it's not the strongest sword, but it is the sword that has chosen me for this fight. And like Leo said, when you watch this movie, you feel like you have a trans friend at the end. And I've had so many people come and say that to me. I hope to change some hearts and also just like make kids and people like myself feel less alone.
Vuk Longeluf-Klotz and Leo Meal are the director and lead actor in the new film Mutt in select theaters now. Thank you both so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much for having us. This is great.